The news for November 2007 is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to www.jodcast.net.
In the news this month: outburst of Comet Holmes, direct evidence of cosmic ray production, and black hole challenges theories of stellar evolution. A normally faint comet suddenly brightened by several magnitudes during October. Comet 17P, also known as Comet Holmes, jumped from a magnitude of 17 to a magnitude of 2 at the end of the month, making it easily visible to the unaided eye. Located in the constellation of Perseus, the comet had no visible tail, leading to some observers reporting it as a new star rather than a comet. Originally discovered by amateur astronomer Edwin Holmes in 1892, Comet 17P orbits the Sun in 7 years. This is not the first time that it has undergone an outburst. After its discovery, it brightened to magnitude 4 before fading and then brightening again in 1893 before fading away from sight. Since then it has been spotted a few times, but this is the most spectacular increase in brightness in the comet's history. On this occasion, it is reported that its brightness leapt from magnitude 17 to magnitude 7 within 1 day. It is so far unclear what has caused such a dramatic change in this comet. One suggestion that has been made is that a giant crack developing on the surface of the comet exposed fresh, volatile material to the warming effects of the sun and caused a major eruption. It is unknown how long this outburst will last, so if you are lucky enough to have clear skies, it is worth taking a look. Supernova explosions are some of the most energetic events in the universe. It has been predicted that high-energy cosmic rays are created in these events. As shockwaves from the supernova expand into the interstellar medium, particles are accelerated by the magnetic field, and it is this acceleration which produces cosmic rays. Until now, however, this has been based on theoretical models rather than direct measurements. But observations led by Yanosobu Uchiyama from the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency have seen evidence of real-time cosmic ray production for the first time. Using data from the Chandra X-ray Observatory and the recently launched Suzaku X-ray Observatory, the astronomers found a surprising variability in the amount of X-ray emission measured in small regions of a particular supernova remnant over several years. Models of supernovae often assume that the X-ray flux remains almost constant over long periods of time. The team suggests that the variability seen in these observations could be due to the magnetic field of the supernova being strongly amplified by the expanding shockwaves caused by the explosion, providing the first direct observational evidence of this mechanism. Weighing astronomical objects can be a tricky job. If the object of interest has something else in orbit around it, then the speed of the orbit can put a limit on the gravity and therefore the mass of the object. As the orbit is probably inclined at some angle to the observer's line of sight, the actual value of the mass and inclination cannot always be determined. In systems such as eclipsing binaries, where one object passes in front of the other, the inclination of the orbit is very well constrained, and, together with an estimate of the distance and the mass of the companion object, the mass can be determined quite accurately. A team of astronomers have now used observations with the Gemini North telescope and the Chandra satellite to determine the mass of a black hole binary in M33, known as M33X7. This is, so far, the only known black hole in an eclipsing binary system. The black hole itself is the remains of a massive star that came to the end of its stellar phase some time ago and exploded catastrophically, leaving behind a black hole, together with the original companion star. In this case, a massive star of 70 solar masses orbiting the black hole every 3.45 days. Models of stellar evolution predict that the upper limit on the mass of these small black holes is 10 solar masses, 10 times the mass of our Sun. When they used their observations to estimate the mass of this black hole, their result was just over 15.5 solar masses, with an uncertainty of just under 1.5 solar masses. This result has not only provided a good estimate of the mass of a small black hole, but has challenged some stellar evolution models. By extending observations of these systems to other galaxies, astronomers hope to discover more examples of black holes in eclipsing binary systems and investigate whether even larger black holes can form in this way. And finally, the International Astronomical Union has named an asteroid in honour of George Takei, better known as Mr. Sulu, the helmsman on board the USS Enterprise in the series Star Trek. The rock, now known as 7307 Takei, joins others named after Nichelle Nichols, also known as Lieutenant Uhura, and the series creator Gene Roddenberry.